There you are. I thought you'd never come home from school. You need to save me. No, I'm not cosplaying. I have no idea where this princess outfit came from. This has been a very weird day so far. I should have just gone to school, except I wasn't feeling well. But it wasn't anything wrong with me. It's something wrong with the world. Strange things have been happening all day, and now I'm trapped on this couch. No, don't come into the room. The carpet is lava. You idiot. I told you the carpet is lava. You're so lucky you just lost a shoe, and not your entire foot. Of course it's impossible. Just like it's impossible for my clothes to suddenly turn into this princess outfit, or for my old teddy bear Mr. Honeybutt to start walking around and talking. Honestly, I'm kind of glad that he fell into the lava because he was really freaking me the fuck out. I can't get out of here myself. When we were playing the whole the floor is lava game when we were kids, we put down cushions as stepping stones. But we didn't have this couch then. The cushions don't come off. And I don't want to try to make a jump from here to the love seat. But maybe you could go from the doorway onto that chair. You can push the cushion from there. Then go from there to the love seat if you put the cushion down between the love seat and the couch, and then you come and get me and we could escape from here? Ready? Okay, be careful. Hold on to the doorway and just kind of get your foot onto the chair. Good, good. Now, while you're there, get the cushion. There's a little jump from there to the love seat. Okay, now, set the cushion down between us. Just watch your hand. Because the carpet is really, really hot. No, you come over here first. I'm scared. You know I was always afraid to leave the couch in the lava game. Just show me that it's safe, like you did when we were kids. Just step onto the cushion from there to me, please. Whoa, are you okay? I didn't expect the cushion to start to sink like that. You barely made it. Well, crap. Now we're both stuck here. No, I have no idea how this happened. I was just enjoying a sick day, lying here on the couch and watching TV. I did get bored at one point and grabbed a box of old junk from my closet. That's where Mr. Honeybutt came from. Well, and the princess hat, too. But not this entire outfit. Those are just some pictures from the box, stuff I drew when I was a little girl. God, my drawings were horrible. I blame Mom and Dad for not getting me the big box of crayons with the sharpener and stuff. See, this one is supposed to be me and Mr. Honeybutt, and you can barely tell. Or, this is one with me as a princess, I guess, and this is you and me playing the lava game like we... Oh, damn. These drawings I made over 10 years ago are coming true. That one? That drawing isn't important. I'll just toss it in the lava. Hey, give it back! Well, if you must know, and since you really can't tell by looking at it, that's me. And that's you. No, that's not our house. That's the house we were going to live in one day. After we were married. Hey! Give me a break. I was maybe 5 years old then. You were my big brother, and you seemed way cooler then. There weren't too many boys I knew back then. Oh, that thing she's holding? It might be a doll or something. This was at least, like, 12 years ago, remember? So it's probably a doll, although I suppose, given the context, it might be a baby. Possibly our baby. Oh, God. Don't freak out. You're getting mad at a 5-year-old, remember? Teenage me had nothing to do with this. I am long over the getting married to my brother thing. And the baby, I thought the stork brought them back then, after the mom and dad kissed a little. I was just a silly kid then. No, there's no more drawings. That's all there was in the box. Besides, Mr. Honeybutt and the princess hat. It wasn't that big of a box. It just held a few things that I guess I decided to keep around for some reason or another. I guess it's good that I didn't have any more drawings in there, because they've all come true. Except for the one about us, of course. We didn't get married or have a baby, Obviously, we're not going to do it either. I mean, we couldn't hold a proper wedding stuck here on the couch anyway. It would be big enough to make a baby on one, I guess, but sorry, I'm shutting up now. I talk when I'm nervous, and trapped on a couch surrounded by carpet lava with my brother is making me nervous. Ancestral Overton thing is getting so much worse. So, we'll just wait for Mom and Dad to get home, and they'll know what to do. Won't they? Oh God, they're probably gonna walk in through the front door there and right into the carpet lava, and they'll be gone forever, like Mr. Honeybutt. We've got to do something. We can't risk Mom and Dad getting killed. Maybe we can end this, though. Look at the drawings. The ones with the dress and the bear and the lava all look old and faded because I drew them a long time ago. But the one with you and me and the baby looks brand new. I think it's because it hasn't come true yet. Maybe if we make the last drawing come true, then all of them will reset. Yes, I know. It's not entirely logical, but neither is the carpet that is really lava or talking teddy bears or princess outfits that appear out of nowhere. I'm thinking that we don't actually need to get married either or make a baby, not in the conventional sense at least. What if we just needed to make a baby in the way 5-year-old me thought? Like, what if we just need to kiss a little? Then start comes, and if we're lucky, everything is undone just as magically as it all started. A little kissing wouldn't be so bad, would it? At least compared to one or both of us falling into a carpet lava? Or seeing Mom and Dad fall into it later. It's at least worth trying. You would rather kiss your little sister than see her die or see Mom and Dad die, right? So let's just kiss. I don't really think we have a choice. Okay. I think that's good enough. At least 5-year-old me would have thought that that's all it would take. Maybe the carpet lava will change back now, or my princess outfit will disappear, or maybe we have to wait until the stork shows up with the baby, which hopefully will disappear along with everything else. But we'll worry about that if the stork actually shows up. But we'll see if the stork shows up first. Wow, it's kind of warm in here, isn't it? It must be the carpet lava. Okay, so no stork so far. And the drawing hasn't faded either. We could wait longer for the stork, but I'm beginning to think he's not going to show up, and Mom and Dad will be home in half an hour. So maybe we should have sex in order to save Mom and Dad. I don't want to see them die in front of us. Do you? We don't even have to get naked. I think it would take too long to get out of this Disney princess gown anyway. I can just reach under the long skirt and pull off these really pretty princess panties, and into the carpet lava they go. Then they're gone. Just like Mr. Honeybutt is, or like Mom and Dad might be, if we don't try to make a baby. I've been thinking that maybe this is like Jumanji, and at the end, everything resets. Mr. Honeybutt comes back, and as a regular teddy bear, the floor goes back to normal, and the stress goes away. Our having sex gets undone, and I even get back my virginity back. Yeah, I'm a virgin. Sorry. I was going to mention that at some point, or you would have figured it out, but that's not important. That we're brother and sister isn't important. We have to end whatever is going on, and we have to do it before Mom and Dad get home. So, you need to have sex with me, because I think that's the only thing that could possibly end this. I'm just going to lie back now. Thankfully, this is a big couch. There's plenty of room for me just to sprawl out. And now I can lift up this long skirt. You don't have to look if you don't want to, but I have to get it out of the way, just like you have to get your pants out of the way. I can just make room for you by opening my legs, but not too much because I don't want to risk one leg going into the lava. So, you'll have to kind of work with me. Maybe if I kind of put my legs around you? Yeah, that'll work. Sorry, I'm a little sweaty. It must be the rising heat level from the lava. I told you it was warm earlier. It's making my skin all flush, too. Just try to ignore it. Just pretend I'm some regular, non-nervous girl who also isn't your sister, and let's have sex. Oh, fuck. I can't believe we're actually doing this. I mean, I can't believe anything that happened today. But this especially, you're actually inside of me. I just lost my virginity to my big brother. Wait, let me check the drawing. Maybe this is enough to count. No, I guess not. Still looks brand new. No sign of fading. That was too much to hope for. Well, I guess we know what we have to do. Just move carefully. There's only so much room on this couch, and I don't want us falling off into the carpet lava. Yes, nice and gentle like that. Your little sister's pussy has to get used to your cock. Well, as used to it could ever get used to something like that. But we have to do this. We have to have sex. You have to come in me and try to make a baby in me. Just like the picture implies. I think it's enough for you just to come in me. It wouldn't make us wait for the actual baby. If it does, we're screwed. Literally and figuratively. We're both getting so hot and sweaty now. My poor princess dress is getting so damp. It must be the carpet lava warming up. I'm going to put my arms around you now. I don't want them to go into the lava either. Just keep us on the couch because you're fucking me so hard now. I can see your movements rippling across the carpet just like it's making my body slide up and down on the couch. Almost there. We don't have much time before Mom and Dad get home, so come in me for Mom and Dad's sake. And I guess I wouldn't mind too much right now either. Oh God. Oh God. Oh. Huh. Big brother. Oh God. Huh. Oh my God, the dress is gone. I'm totally naked right now, but it's gone. No, don't get off me yet. I don't want you falling off and onto the floor of lava until we're sure it's just floor. Oh, but I see the cushion back wherever you left it, and Mr. Honeybutt, who thankfully is no longer moving and talking. Now let me check the last drawing. It's faded. I think that means everything is back to normal. Well, except for my virginity. I'm pretty sure that didn't come back, since you're still inside of me. Sorry. I guess it would help if I let go of you now. There. Now you can get out of me and off of me. Oh, God. We've really made a mess on the couch. Now I'm less worried about Mom and Dad dying when they get home and more worried about them killing us. But I think we can clean it up. Or maybe we should clean it up. I should clean myself up and put some clothes on. They aren't going to be too happy if they see me like this, naked, sweaty, and with suspicious fluids running down my thighs. I think they might not understand us saving them from carpet lava. They'd probably just get hung up on the entire floor incest thing. So it's best if we clean up things as best as we can. Mom and Dad don't need to expect anything happened. No, don't apologize. I was the one who suggested all of this, and it worked, didn't it? But it was my drawings that made all this happen. A little girl's dreams all brought to life in ways that she could never imagine. So, I guess I'll see you at dinner? Yeah, thanks and stuff for saving me from the carpet lava. Not the sex, but it would be weird for me to thank you for that, so bye. Oh God, I can't believe this entire day. And I can't believe what just happened. I never imagined those drawings would come to life, except it wasn't really the drawings that did it. I think it was a story I wrote this morning about them coming to life and how I had to sleep with him to fix it. The story came to life, and the drawings were just a part of it. It was still all of my doing, but Not 5-year-old me. And if teenage me writes another chapter after dinner about my brother and me and other stuff they do together and the baby they have, well, we'll see if my dreams come true.